the time, this is, we're talking about late 60s, early 70s now, long-term memory, differentiation was made between recalling what you had for breakfast yesterday, what you're going to do tomorrow, and whether a yellow bird is called a canary. This was all regarded as part of one's long-term memory system, that you could retrieve facts and you could retrieve events, and that the same memory system mediated both classes of information. The first person to put a dent in this sort of holistic view was Tulving, working in Toronto. He wrote a theoretical paper saying that these must surely be two very different types of memory. This, as far as I was concerned, fell on very receptive ground, because I was already working with amnesic patients, and my amnesic patients, even though they couldn't remember literally from one moment to the next, and indeed even if I saw them every day they didn't know who I was, they could recall facts. Their knowledge of language, their knowledge of things, they could name things, they could recognize pictures, they remembered arithmetic, there were all sorts of things that they could recall. And so then when I actually, at much the same time, came across a patient who I've already described, who seemed to have lost his factual knowledge, but his memory for events and for, knowing what he was going to do, what he'd done yesterday and so on, perfectly intact, that it seemed to me that here we did have a very important discontinuity between memory for facts and memory for events. And I pursued this and tried to make the case that patients I was working with had indeed had a depleted semantic memory for facts, but that their episodic memory given, or event memory, given you stayed within the vocabulary that was still meaningful to them, were completely intact. Well, to try and illustrate why you need the intact semantic store as well as intact episodic memory system, let me give you an example. Take the question, what is a daffodil, and compare that with the question, have you ever grown daffodils? Now, if I was to ask these two questions to an amnesic, they would know what a daffodil was and tell me, but they wouldn't have the faintest idea whether they'd ever grown them. But if I gave the same two questions to one of my patients with a factual memory loss, they would not be able to tell me what a daffodil was, and because of that, no longer be able to tell me whether they'd ever grown daffodils, because they would say, well, I might have if I knew what a daffodil was.